listening to Catnap Dialogues, a show that features narratives from everyday people and their journey towards learning a language. I'm your host, Milo Falcone.
Hi, and welcome back to Catnap Dialogues. In today's show, I have Rafaela.
So, Rafaela, where were you born?
Cali, Colombia.
When people ask you, like, hey, Rafaela, where are you from? What do you usually answer?
Oh, my God. Sometimes, no, in this, always I say Cali, Colombia. Always. I had very proud for my city.
Okay. Yeah, because Americans usually know, like, oh, Colombia, like Bogota, or like something like that.
Yeah, no, sometimes ask me, but you don't speak in like Colombian because you know have the pronunciation like similar to, I'm sorry, but the people over there have the different dialects.
Right, right.
Pronunciations.
Yeah. Can you tell us how many years you've been in the United States?
Yes, I have here I don't know how many years, but I have in 2003. I come in here 2003, yeah.
So it's safe for me to assume that Spanish is your first language, correct?
Yes, I prefer speaking in Spanish.
How many languages do you consider you speak?
I think that I can say that I speak a little English, but I understand that you're speaking with me and I try to, I can read perfectly and I can write I write everything in my work. You need to write everything in English. I'm using a lot of English in my work.
When and where did you first learn English?
No, when I learn, I think that I teach my daughter when she's coming here English. I try to help her. No, you need speaking English because I learn English in my country. I study bilingual secretary. I know all for commercial communications. When I come here, I know a little English.
So can you tell me about a time or a moment in which you became aware or somebody told you, like, hey, I don't understand what you're saying, and they made you feel uncomfortable? Like, can you expand a little bit?
I think that sometimes when I speak in with the people with by telephone, I had this problem. The people say me when I try to speak in like that, like I speaking with you, maybe you understand me, but I try to speak slow and and using the words that you can try to understand me, yeah. But the people in the telephone no have the same patience that you.
This is true.
Yes. I no understand. I no understand.
Right.
I say, oh my God. In this moment, I try to, okay, I had my daughter. I try to speaking with the people by telephone, but they are saying, I no understand. I say, okay, I had my daughter. She's speaking English. You can speak with her and she translate for me, please. Say, okay, that's
right.
Because for this reason, I need to speak with by her, yeah?
Right, right. Know? So, yeah, that's a very common practice.
It's sad because the people know have the same patience.
Right, right. No, it is sad. You know, I'm mm-hmm. so sorry that you've been through that. Mm-hmm.
I think that they is always by cell phone, by telephone.
So it's like your little trigger. Like,
yeah, oh, yes.
You can't do phone because...
Yeah, yeah.
No matter... So the... Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. When you feel angry or you want to say something like... maybe express your emotions, what language do you use?
Spanish.
No problem. I got Spanish
because I cannot say in English because the people can understand me.
Right. But that's an advantage, right? Like if we go out to like Costco or something, you're like, we're like cursing in Spanish, you're like, you know, nobody will understand. So it's an advantage in a way. Okay, well, Rafaela, you were very, very nice. You know, and for those of you guys who speak as phone bankers or, you know, you're in customer service, now you're hearing from Rafaela, and not only her, but the children of immigrants or those who are still like 0.1 generation. You know, it's really hard. So be patient. Be very, very patient when you're on the phone.
Now, before I go, I wanted to bring up something that Rafaela brought up, and that is that she didn't sound, quote, Colombian, because she didn't have, quote, that accent. That is because in mainstream, one of the most popular dialects in Colombia is the Paisa accent. The Paisa dialect is spoken in many parts of Colombia. It is said that they speak very clearly and that the accent is quite popular for its sing-song kind of tone. Until next time. This show was produced by me, Milo Falcone. Music by DJ Young and Pika Sonic. A special thanks to my guest. Until next time.